Watch, The Plot Against the President documentary explores origins of Russia collusion hoax pushed by Swamp, mainstream media. By David Ngee on August 18, 2020. The daughter of a Hollywood legend has made a documentary about the Russia collusion hoax. But don't expect it to be your typical Hollywood hate fest on President Donald Trump. Quite the opposite. Amanda Mealyus is a Los Angeles-bred filmmaker who is also a political conservative. The daughter of John Mealyus, the acclaimed screenwriter of Apocalypse Now, director of Conan the Barbarian, and maverick Hollywood right-winger, she has directed The Plot Against the President, an in-depth look at the Russiagate hoax and how Democrats and the mainstream media conspired to undermine the peaceful transition of power following the 2016 election. The Plot Against the President, which is adapted from the 2019 bestseller by Lee Smith, features interviews with the key players who fought to debunk the Russia collusion hoax. The documentary boasts sit-downs with Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, Rudy Giuliani, General Michael Flynn's attorney Sidney Powell, and Donald Trump Jr. Watch below. It also features conversations with popular conservative social media personalities including Mike Cernovich and Jack Posobiec. Amanda Mealyus optioned Smith's book last year while she was serving as Deputy Assistant Secretary for Content in the State Department's Bureau of Global Public Affairs. In a phone interview with Breitbart News, she said the book's cinematic potential was evident from the beginning. He, Smith, treats everyone who was involved like a character out of a film, she said. There's a lush quality to the characters. A lot of the time conservatives are into explaining just the facts and they think that's convincing enough. Mealyus said the documentary isn't about President Trump but rather the left's abuse of political power and the deliberate undermining of democratic values. The Plot Against the President was financed independently by a group of private investors that includes the Washington, D.C.-based director. Mealyus said she is currently completing the movie and hopes to have a distributor in place soon so that the movie can be released in October prior to the election. Mealyus said her famous father wasn't involved with the plot against the president but said he is excited about the project. He was always a lot more excited for me to work in government than he was for me to go into film, she said. He's obsessed with hearing the inside scoop from the government. She added, he has more fans out here in D.C. among Republican politicians than he does in Hollywood. John Mealyus's maverick sensibility extends beyond his movies. The filmmaker has long refused to conform to the entertainment industry's leftist mandate, embracing an idiosyncratic form of conservatism defined by masculine bravado, anarchy, and a passion for firearms. I'm just a right-wing extremist so far beyond the Christian identity people like that and stuff, that they can't even imagine, he once said. I'm so far beyond that I'm a Maoist. I'm an anarchist. I've always been an anarchist. Any true, real right-winger if he goes far enough hates all form of government. Because government should be done to cattle and not human beings. Amanda Mealyus has taken after her father both in terms of his conservative politics, as well as his love of cinema. A graduate of USC's film school, she counts among her favorite directors some of her father's New Hollywood-era contemporaries, including Terrence Malick, Robert Altman, and Alan Pakula. She said her documentary bears some resemblance to the political thrillers that Pakula made during the 70s. It's like All the President's Men, but in reverse. The documentary features an interview with John O'Connor, former Assistant U.S. Attorney General and attorney to Watergate's deep throat source Mark Felt. Amanda Mealyus said she hopes to see more conservatives like herself making movies. The right has always wanted to get into movies and the culture more but there's always been this piece missing, she said. I think they get so frustrated of being made fun of, that they kind of abandoned art. We actually need more artists in the conservative movement. Follow David Ngee on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNgee. Have a tip? Contact me @dng@breitbart.com.